This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Norman Enders, last name P-N-D-E-R-S. Date was June 16, 2022. Place was his home. The paragraph, Mr. Enders was seen June 16th regarding possible follow-up period. He is in with a severe episode of COPD, period. Paragraph, history of present illness. Mr. Enders has severe COPD, period. He needed oxygen initially by BiPAP and then by high flow oxygen, but he improved, period. He's now on 4 liters of oxygen at home and managing, but he's still short of breath and the distance that he can go is limited, period. He has some cough, but he is less short of breath than he was in the hospital and he's improved significantly, period. I believe he did get some new oxygen, period. He does have history of coronary artery disease, but that didn't seem to be a big problem in the hospital. There's no chest pain. And there's no orthopnea, period. He can't handle that. There is some orthopnea. I sometimes sit in a chair more, but it's mostly due to the COPD, period. His lungs are relatively clear of active disease, period. He can get anxious, period. It's for static hyperplasia, which is stable, period. A discharge from the hospital, we ordered a nebulizer and also nebulas, which did not have at home, period. He's used Bura as a nebulizer also now, period. That benefited him in the hospital. The paragraph, yes, but gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is currently stable, period. The paragraph review of systems, constitutional, or fever, chills, or major weight change, eye, no visual complaints, ENT, slightly decreased hearing, respiratory, dyspnea with exertion, not too bad at rest, he's on oxygen, he needs a nebulizer, some cough, no current sputum, cardiovascular, no current angina or dizziness, GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding, do you know dysuria or other complaints, musculoskeletal, no acute arthralgias. A passive spotted for COPD, coronary artery disease with a two-vessel bypass, low back pain, osteoarthritis, anxiety, and large prostatic hyperplasia, coronary artery disease, psychophysiological insomnia, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Paragraph. Family history: his father died at 77 of COPD, mother died at 97 of old age. A sister died of an aneurysm. Paragraph examination. Not acutely distressed at rest, but easily gets short of breath. Blood pressure 90 over 60, pulse 72, temperature 96.9, O2 saturation 88%. Head and neck. He has oral mucosa as normal. He has poor dentition with only two lower teeth. Here's normal inspection. Lungs, had diminished breath sounds, percussion was normal, no excessive muscle use for breathing, cardiovascular, normal soreness 2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, fetal pulses were palpable, abdomen soft and non-tender, CNS cranials are normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal, negative for acute joint inflammation, period. No back tenderness when seen. Skin was intact, dormant, and dry without major lesions. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Enders has severe COPD, and that's gone to the hospital, period. He was discharged on Thursday, June 9th, period. He's doing better with a butylplain nebulizer. He remains on Atrovent 2 cups 4 times a day. Plus, Butyl 2 cups every 4 hours, PRN, period. He also is on prednisone 10 milligrams daily, and I've extended the prescription for that, period. Paragraph 2 is coronary artery disease with a previous bypass and I will continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, plus Imdur 30 milligrams daily, period. 3, has a history of depression and anxiety, I will continue Zoloft 20 milligrams daily. 4, has benign prostatic hyperplasia, and I will continue Flomax 0.4 milligrams BID. Claritin D for allergies, period. I will continue the omeprazole for gastroesophageal reflux disease, and Remalcium 8 milligrams nightly, and Trazodone 50 milligrams nightly for insomnia, period. It definitely needs the oxygen now, period. Does Dr. Schumacher dictate again the dictation?